You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. When flavored cigarettes collide at the intersection of health and politics. I'm David Brancaccio, looking first at the labor market. Payroll data from the private company ADP came out this morning, showing moderate growth in jobs for November. 103,000 more people on payrolls. So will that get us closer to the soft landing that our central bankers are looking for? Let's check in with Susan Schmidt, head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board.
The number of new jobs in the economy last month, still positive, but much lower, and that's well below expectations. That's good. Investors will like that because while it's still positive, it also is slowing the economy down because there aren't that many more jobs. So investors are going to like that. It signals that the Fed potentially has done its work with the interest rates at these levels, and there won't be need for further increases.
Partly accounts for why stock indexes have been running quite strong in recent weeks. We're back to a peak that we had saw last summer.
Yes, and that's because investor optimism is growing that we are going to get that soft landing. The Fed has done enough. The economy is gradually easing off, and that means that inflation is slowing and coming back into the Fed's desired range, that eventually we'll get to that range of around 2%. Therefore, businesses are going to be able to glide into this, into a slower economy, but still with positive results. So again, easing that inflation, but not having the economy grind to a halt. Investors love that combination.
Okay, Susan Schmidt, head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Biden administration may delay a long-discussed government ban on menthol cigarettes. Federal rules were supposed to be finalized this year. Now the administration's expected to delay the ban until maybe March, possibly beyond. Among considerations, a minty cigarette ban would be unpopular with some voters, Marketplace's Henry Epp reports.
Menthol cigarettes have for decades been aggressively marketed in black communities, likely resulting in much higher rates of use and premature death, according to the CDC. The FDA notes that banning menthols could reduce smoking rates and save hundreds of thousands of lives over several decades. But banning them in an election year could be politically fraught for President Biden, whose 2020 campaign hinged on the support of black voters. There are some signs that support is waning, especially among young black men. That's prompted the administration to reconsider how fast it puts a menthol ban in place, according to the Washington Post. Some prominent civil rights leaders have opposed the ban, while public health groups and some members of the Congressional Black Caucus are pushing the administration to move quickly. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.
Companies love it when we sign up for regular service, call it the subscription economy. One bellwether company with this business model is called Stitch Fix, personalized clothing in a box by subscription. Yesterday, the firm reported a $35 million loss for last quarter as business cooled following a pandemic surge. But now could artificial intelligence turn things around? Here's Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino.
When subscription boxes like Stitch Fix hit the scene about a dozen years ago, they offered curation of the vast new universe of e-commerce, says Brian Eshelman at consulting firm Alex Partners.
It really goes back to the beginnings of retail when a shopkeeper would know their customers, would know what they wanted, what they liked.
Now, that knowledgeable shopkeeper is AI, trained on personal data.
To really get at personalization opportunities that human beings, even if they had that one-to-one relationship, wouldn't be able to understand.
Stitch Fix was built on algorithmic recommendations. Now it's using advances in AI to make predictions more precise. But that's not so unique anymore, says Sucharita Kodali, a retail analyst at Forrester.
Now there are chatbots that can answer, you know, whether it's on the Nordstrom site or Macy's or wherever, I'm going to a party tonight, you know, what should I wear?
Without having to sign up for a subscription, you'll probably forget about. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
There's news that Britain's central bank is inviting experts to weigh in on ways artificial intelligence might pose risks to the financial services sector. Meanwhile, it is unclear whether the EU can come up with new rules for AI by a deadline this week. You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. About a quarter of the population of Venezuela has left that country. About 8 million people. Most are fleeing a decade-long economic and humanitarian crisis. The Venezuelan economy is now showing some signs of improvement. Here's the BBC's Catherine Ellis.
It's mid-afternoon in the Venezuelan city of Mérida. Restaurants are clearing up after the lunchtime rush. There are some signs of recovery after years of economic chaos. Hotel owner Wilson Molina says business has picked up slightly for him this year, but not enough for his family to get by.
One job alone doesn't work. You have to do something else, something different, to have enough money.
He recently exchanged his van for a small plot of land where he raises goats to sell and breeds rabbits for his family to eat.
The circumstances led me to eat this. Breeding rabbits is cheaper than chickens.
Venezuela was once South America's richest nation, but an oil price collapse in 2013, economic mismanagement and corruption saw the country plunge into chaos, exacerbated by US sanctions. Inflation has come down significantly in the last 2 years, but at 360%, it's still the highest in the world.
So milk costs between $3 and $4. A litre of cooking oil is about $4.
The minimum monthly wage for a public sector worker is $4, the same as a bottle of oil. Jessica Quintero, a nurse, says many of her colleagues have left Venezuela because of low wages. She thinks about leaving too.
But it's crazy to emigrate with children. There's no one working in this. So how can I say I won't go anymore? Who's going to look after people? You had to look for extra job to look after yourself. I have to go out to sell vegetable and raw milk.
Around half of the population lives in poverty. Angel Alvarado is an economist and founder of the Venezuelan Finance Observatory, an independent organization that monitors how the country's economy is doing.
The situation is still very bad for ordinary people. It's a chaos for the economy. The collapse of the state, of the oil industry, the human capital left the country.
For many older Venezuelans hoping to retire, like 75-year-old driver Jose Lobo, stopping work isn't an option. The state pension is now just $4 a month.
I don't earn enough to look after my home, for food. I don't have the financial means for any enjoyment. I used to go on holiday each year.
Retirement for Jose and many others is now a far-off dream. But economist Angel Alvarado hopes the recent relaxation of US sanctions ahead of 2024 presidential elections in Venezuela could help.
I think the economy could grow for the next year. And the most important impact is maybe a reduction in inflation.
He says this, along with increasing oil capacity and investment, could lead to some economic recuperation, meaning people like Jessica Quintero won't have to leave. In Venezuela, I'm the BBC's Catherine Ellis for Marketplace.
And I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. You're from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org /bookclub.